Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that it'll now be legal to bet on any sporting event across the country. And, of course, it'll be by state making that decision. But there's been a lot of reaction to it. And Jimmy Vaccaro joins us on Sports Byline, one of Las Vegas's most prominent bookmakers for more than 40 years and the lead odds maker at the South Point Sports Book. Jimmy, I read a quote from you. For a 72-year-old bookmaker, it's special in a very personal way. What made it special for you?
Well, it's personal for a lot of reasons, Ron, but the biggest thing was simply that, you know, you waited all this time. I mean, growing up in the environment that I did, coming from a small town in Pittsburgh, in the 50s and 60s, yes, there was gambling going around, and you were just a part of it, you know, growing up there. Obviously, you didn't make any money because you weren't smart enough to do that, but just being there with the environment has kept me on that track my entire life. And I caught a big break when I finally decided to move to Las Vegas permanently. I came here, and my first job was actually with Michael Gaughan, the person I'm working for now who owns the South Point. Michael, way back when, had that little casino called the Royal Inn. We went from there to the Barbary Coast, to the MGM, to the Mirage, and whatever. But in between, every time we'd come to something talking about legalizing sports gambling, Ron, it was always that dark cloud over the bookmaker's head. You know, it was always that shady business. And for some reason, it hit me the wrong way and always has. So for the past 35 years, the little chance that I had speaking out for it, naturally not having a big voice back then, I was always like dismissed as like, you know, we don't even want to consider you people are part of what we do. So here we are. Obviously, 2018, it's long, long overdue, but the biggest hurdle that we had to clear was the one that the Supreme Court just handed down. Doesn't mean we're, you know, clear yet as a degree running them like we run them here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the state of Nevada. But, yes, it became very personal in a way where I just wanted to show people all the time that, like, we are regulated more than any business I've ever even heard or talked about. The strict regulations that are given to us by Nevada Gaming Control, what we do when people bet a lot of money, we have to do and follow certain instructions, which we all do to a T. So here we are, 2018. Yes, and as we talked about, the biggest hurdle has been cleared, and we'll go from here to see what happens. And I'm sure you'll be hearing from people like me and other people in Las Vegas in the upcoming months.
Jimmy, are you concerned about any aspect of implementing this?
Well, it's not, you know, I don't have a full say on anything, but I do know, you know, the people that I work for and the way that we run the sports book here is naturally it's done about the same way everywhere. Now, the only thing that I would suggest to the people who are going to be brand new in this business is simply to say it's not just like, you know, writing down a ticket or punching out a ticket and giving a guy a ticket and go from there. The infrastructure is very, very valuable. The people that you hire, your risk management people, is very, very valuable. You surely have to take time and train people on understanding risk management to a degree they've never had before. So, and then the other part of it is there are some places they'll have a step up on it because they have these brick-and-mortar properties all over the country, the MGM being the biggest one that I can think of. So in that case, them having run books and still do, it would be a little easier for them for the transition. Now, there are other people who say, that, you know, we can surely do it as good or better. Well, they might be in for a little surprise there when it comes to that. And naturally, but the biggest thing, Ron, as I said, coming down the stretch now, we have a long way to go, but the biggest hurdle is going to be, you know, the state hasn't decided yet on the taxes and how it's taxed and where it's taxed and what you're taxing from. Naturally, the numbers that they throw around right now are not livable. You know, we don't earn that much in a sense to pay that much. So that's going to be a huge, huge hurdle on that particular point. And there are going to be other points that simply follow, but that rules and regulations, obviously 6A stipulations, there'll be ways of understanding, are we going to be able to do this, you know, with the phone applications? Will that be the same as we do here? There are a lot of steps that needed to be found out in the next 6 months to a year, and I think that's the biggest hurdle. First of all, is sit down with the people who are going to make these rules, and the way it sounds like, Ron, if they go the whole way and it's a state's right in an issue that they can charge or make any rules that they want. Yes, I mean, but, you know, one state can't charge 30% and the other one charging 10%. There'd be naturally, there'd be a lot of backlash for something like that. So, as I said, a long way to go, but we're glad we're at least to this step right here.
Yeah, Jimmy, what I concern myself about anytime you get the government involved in anything, and all we have to do is take a look at the NCAA really not being able to control college sports, right, that I think it's going to get screwed up to some degree. And with technology being what it is, and we certainly saw this with some of the reports lately on technology and the problems that they've had, I just really concern myself that that transition and being able to handle it. Las Vegas handles it better than anybody else. So,
well, we've been doing it for a long time, and actually, you know, on the way up, some of the stories that I tell, when I was given the first key employee job at the Royal Inn way back in 1976, when I went to Carson City to have it finalized, and we were opening a sports pool, you know, there was like 1.5 pages of rules. When I opened the Mirage in 1989 and getting all the key employee licenses that you need to run a sports and race pool there, there was 20 pages of rules and regulations. So that hasn't changed. But what is changing is, like, we cover everything. I've asked people, Ron, a million times, people who are in the states where they are the people who are going to make these final decisions. For the past 10 years, every time I get a spot to talk to some people who are the regulators of their states, simply saying, I wish you would come to the South Point or any casino that runs a big-time race and sports book and hang around for the Saturday and Sunday of college football and pro football to see exactly what we go through, how we do it, how we handle it. We have never had one of those people give me a call and say, I'll come out and watch it, Jimmy. Not one of them.
Jimmy, I have a question. You know as well as I do that the commissioner of the NBA has been somebody that has certainly supported legalizing gambling, but the NFL has dug its heels in and been against it. What is it that the NBA understands that the NFL does not?
You can't stop this. It's gonna get to you no matter what. And the NFL, you know, they go roundabout way. They talk down about the sports gambling, but they take money from all the fantasy leagues. So what can I tell you? If you tell me that fantasy league is not gambling, then you know we're on a different page here. The NBA has at least finally said with Adam Silver. You know, David Stern was against this too. You know, he didn't
right.
really like it also. So with Adam Silver, at least living in the now, whether you know we still have to iron some things out with him and the league teams here, but he knew this was coming. And obviously the other big kick in the behind for us out here is having an NHL team, which is very apparent that it's doing leaps and bounds better than we thought, and everything is fine. We're handling a lot of their bets every day since they came here. We got the Raiders coming in next. We do things that we actually do a little bit more right now, only because we know that the world's watching. But it's working out well. But we will, if they want to, have a sit-down meeting with the people who understand this side of it and their people and work out something that is beneficial to both. If one side benefits and the other doesn't, it's not going to work well. And then when any business doesn't work well, the consumer gets hurt in the process. So we'll see what happens with that.
Jimmy, you know as well as I do, one of the things that turned their head the other way was probably the fact that there's a lot of money to be made for the leagues themselves. And there's been the talk from the various leagues about an integrity tax to protect their sports. That's just a grab for money. You don't see it in Las Vegas. So what's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, it's something that you just, in a sense, said it for me also. Integrity tax, watching what? We've been watching for 50 years. Anything that we think is unnatural, we obviously have things that we do to double check. There hasn't been, not to say that anything can't happen, because that's an impossibility. The world goes around every day. But what we do and how we watch it, and the amount of money that's spent on moves, and in a sense, watching where the money came from, what it did, we're on top of this. You'll never see a huge, huge fix, if that's the word I can use here. Now, naturally, going back to 1994, when I was dead in the middle of the Arizona State thing, from that particular point in time, things have changed quite a bit. We were the ones who notified all the authorities in 94. We were the ones who showed them the way. I was the one at the Mirage when Gaming Control showed up, and we were tracking down these kids. They said, where do you think can we find them? I said, they're all in the back row. They're sitting, drinking a beer, watching the game. We were the ones that alerted everything, and we would be the one to do it again. You know, going back to things that are the smaller things that have incurred in the last 10 or 15 years, they really didn't take a lot of money out of Las Vegas. They were all from small town bookmakers around the country, whether you want to talk about the San Diego State or the football team in Ohio way back when. Those were small time bookmakers who were making moves for $2,000 and $3,000. We are the best watchdogs that they can ever have. We're the integrity guys on this side, not on their side.
Jimmy, I want to thank you for your perspective. I knew it would be interesting and insightful, and indeed it has been, and you are welcome here anytime. So let's get together again. We'll keep an eye on this thing, and as it develops, I want to kind of pick your brain to get your thoughts about what you're seeing, okay?
Okay, my friend. Keep in touch.
I will. Jimmy Vaccaro, again, one of Las Vegas's most prominent bookmakers for more than 40 years. He is the lead odds maker at the South Point Sports Book, and you heard what he had to say about the fact that Las Vegas has been doing this for a long time, and they've not had any scandal in Las Vegas, and he doesn't think there's going to be any problem if it's implemented in the right way. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.